Friends, if you recall a little earlier on the programme when I played the Dublin City Ramblers and their version of Molly Malone, and I told you that often when playing music for holiday makers, I ask them for their three most well-known Irish songs. Well, I can honestly say that when I ask people that question, they come up with that one. That was Sir James Galway's version of Danny Boy. Now, friends, I want to play a request for a very, very dear friend of mine out there in Sacramento, California. I like saying that. Sacramento, California. Marie Rudy's. Now, Marie is a big fan both of Sounds Irish and of this next artist that I'm going to include. Marie, I'm dedicating this one to you, Dermot O'Brien.
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields, to the wind the oak tree yields, that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget. That's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summertime that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. When the leaves begin to fall in the autumn, and the early morning mist is on the hill, and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield, that's the time of year I know I love you still. For 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand, and that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye, and that's the time of year I miss you most of all.
Well, Marie, I hope you enjoy that. A big fan of the show, and she often sends me some wonderful material as well. Hope you enjoy Dermot O'Brien and When I Remember You. These next two tracks, friends, are great slices of self-indulgence on Joe's part. I'm going to play for you two of my favourite tracks for Sounds Irish. First of all, we have the Dubliners. Now, not only are the Dubliners playing and singing this, but they're joined by Billy Connolly. Yes, regular listeners will know what's coming. This is a sort of an anti-war song of a young man lying in his hospital bed, and he was promised all sorts when he signed up to join the forces, and it didn't work out. Here, the Dubliners with Billy Connolly and I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine?
I'm lying in bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and pulling my boots. I'm counting the medals I've won. These hospital wards, they're all drab-looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could do with a wee touch of paper or paint, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow with long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't soft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pain. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100 odd ways? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, it's all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
That is one great song, Billy Connolly and the Dubliners, and I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine? I mentioned earlier on in the programme about the joys I have of playing music. One of the great joys I have also connected with music is to visit local nursing homes, retirement homes, call them what you will. And we usually have a bit of a sing-along going, and it's great fun. But every time I come away from one such gig, I think of this next song. This is sung for us by Johnny McAvoy. And you picture the man, the old man, looking out of the window from his retirement home or his nursing home, and he sees the city below him, and he thinks of his past life and his present life. Here, Johnny McAvoy and a wonderful track entitled It Just Didn't Work Out That Way.
Thank you. What are you thinking of, Matthew, my friend, as you sit in your room all alone? You can see the bright lights in the city below, in the place where you once called your home. And I'm sure you can still hear the laughter and noise of your kids as they run and they play. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. And your mother's long gone, and your father's too, and there's times that you wish you were dead. And this morning the nurse took your whiskey away when she said you're not right in the head. And when your wife calls, you can't think of her name, and her visits get shorter each day. And you wish in your heart you could walk out the door, but it just doesn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. I can see you've been thinking again of the past, and the place where the tall cedar grows. You remember the evening you planted the tree, but I'm sure that nobody else does. And it grew to the sky as the years drifted by, and I'm sure it's still standing today. But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now, 'cause it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. So close your eyes, Matthew, say goodnight to the world. There's a better one waiting for you. Your time here is over, it's time to move on. There's nothing here left you can do. But you could have moved mountains and danced on the moon. You could have turned night into day. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way.
It never fails to move me, that track. Matthew from Johnny McAvoy. And now we have my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, and they're giving us a song that we have regularly on Sounds Irish, their interpretation of The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. And I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Foster and Allen, their interpretation of The Rose of Tralee. Now, Tralee is in County Kerry, right down in the south of Ireland. And we're going now right up to the top left-hand corner from where I'm sitting. We're going to where else but Donegal. And this is the lovely Trudy Lawler. A great time I have for this singer. Her version of Home to Donegal.
Are far behind the thoughts of homeland, are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home.
Born in, no matter where I roam,
take a walk down by St. Mary's to that sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones that are gone, and hope they'll be proud of their wandering song. This is my homeland, the place I was born.
We were up in Donegal. Prior to going to Donegal, we were in County Kerry. Then we, as I say, we shot up to Donegal. Now, would you believe it, we're going back down to Kerry again? Because this is Chris Ball, and he's telling us about this couple who are celebrating their golden jubilee. I just want to point out here, and I do this every time I play this track, put on your old corbeen, which is the Irish old cap. Okay, he tells its own story, Chris Ball.
Way down in the County Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple live there named Kate and Pat McGee. They're going to hold a party on the Golden Jubilee. Now Kate, says she to Pat McGee, come listen here to me. Put on your army breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cobbeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when we danced on the village green, and you held me in your arms, dear Pat, and you called me your Colleen. Your hair was like the raven's wing, but now it's turned to grey. I come over here, me old sweetie, or dear, and this is what you'll say. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cobbeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride, in the little chapel yonder there we sat side by side. Good friends we've had many, and troubles we've had few. Ah, come over here, me old sweetheart dear, and this is what you'll do. Put on your roundy breeches, your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cobbeen. For today's our golden wedding, I'll have you all to know just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Just how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
At the beginning of the program, we said that we'd be playing old favourites and new favourites, of course. But this one has got to be the most popular song, Irish song, in the last 30, 40 years. You know what's coming. It tells a sad story of the young man who got up in the middle of the night to steal some corn to feed his family, and he got shipped off to Australia because he got caught. This is Paddy Riley's version, and this was the most popular of all the versions, of The Fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The last star fallen, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
The Fields of Athenry from Paddy Riley. And Athenry is a beautiful little town in County Galway. And that song can be heard singing at football matches, rugby matches, whatever, Gaelic matches. And it's always guaranteed to get the crowd singing. The Fields of Athenry. I've mentioned it a number of times on the programme that my favourite ballad group from the ballad scene were the Dublin City Ramblers. We've already had them, but I'm going to play for you now a group that I also have had a great deal of time for, and that's Barleycorn. And they're telling us all about, well, they're singing for us all about the Rose of Allendale. They make a nice sound.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her island home and wandered forth with me, all flowers deck the mountainside and fragrance fill the vale. By far sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, by far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Where'er I wandered, to the east or to the west, and faith began to lower, consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Oh, tempest wrecked my lonely boat and rent quivering sail. One maiden form withstood the storm was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, one maiden form withstood storm was the Rose of Allendale. And when my feeble lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered words of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gain. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale.